Treasury Inspector General for the IRS says the agency continues to struggle with securing taxpayer and employee information. And that's not counting the recent phone scamming incidents. With more about the IRS and its cybersecurity, Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Meredith, let's start with the thing that the IRS seems least able to control, and that is the whole idea of the phone scams, which have been going on affecting taxpayers. That's really not a cybersecurity issue, but something they seem to deal with on a recurring basis.
So this is a very big international scam. And we have to go back all the way to about 2012, 2013, when the TIGTA, the IG for the Treasury Department and IRS, started getting reports that there were people who were impersonating IRS agents, and they were calling up people who happened to be recent immigrants or new citizens, and they were calling them up and bullying them on the phone and saying, hey, you owe tax returns, or you owe, you know, this kind of tax or that kind of tax. And it wasn't just a couple hundred dollars here or a couple hundred dollars there. Looking through the indictment, it was about, some people were paying tens of thousands of dollars.
So these were convincing calls, just totally independent of the IRS. It wasn't as a result of a hacking of the IRS systems, correct?
Correct. And that's what I had thought too. But what it was, it's thanks to social media. You know, you become an American citizen, or you get, you know, a green card here, and you post it on Facebook or on Twitter because you're excited. And these people who are not only here, but over in India, were scrolling through social media, finding people who had kind of reported this, or, you know, friends of friends, getting their information and then calling them up and saying, hey, you've got to pay this and this and this. And a lot of these people are coming from countries that, you know, the government is not always so nice. And so they just assume, oh, gosh, I got to do this. But the red flag here was that they were having to pay in prepaid cards. And so they were just sending money out and just out the door, and they never saw it again.
So what is the TIGTA response to all this? What are they saying to the IRS?
So what they're saying, well, what they're doing is saying it's more to the general public, which is, hey, the government is not going to bully you into paying in prepaid phone cards, but TIGTA said
he'll just bully you to pay anyway.
Yeah,
but not
just to pay anyway.
Phone cards.
But they worked with DHS. It was very much an interagency multi-year effort, because DHS was getting reports that people were impersonating DHS agents, saying, "Hey, you know, you need to pay up because you just came to this country and we want your money." So they are encouraging everybody to, even the most educated, longtime citizen here, we will not bully you if we are the federal government into paying taxes or back taxes or refunds or anything with prepaid phone cards.
Interestingly, in earlier generations, if you were an immigrant, they would say, we're from the Bonanno family or the Gambino family, and we want your money. Now they say we're from the IRS or Homeland Security.
Right.
How times have changed. Now, you're also reporting TIGTA has found cybersecurity problems with the IRS's own systems, something they do have control over.
Right. Yes, this is something that IRS needs to work on. This is the annual Information Technology Program report from TIGTA. And for the sixth year in a row, the IG says the major challenge facing the IRS is security for taxpayer information and employees. Now, this wasn't a report with recommendations, but TIGTA has still gotten some suggestions for the agency. And the main one was that the IRS needs to make sure its computer systems are up to date and secure so that they can best protect data and provide services to taxpayers. Not anything super new and surprising, but it's, you know, again, the sixth year of, hey, you guys really need to tighten up your security.
Because you write that the IRS's Information Security Continuous Monitoring, their ISCM, and of course that's federal policy to have continuous
yes.
monitoring, had a maturity level of 2 on the DHS scale of 1 to 5.
Yes. DHS has its FISMA metrics. And so based on those metrics, it only ranked a 2 out of 5. And that is in part because the Treasury Department chose to adopt a uniform approach to continuous monitoring and a tool set chosen by DHS. But DHS is still in the process of procuring that tool set.
They're hiding behind Treasury in a sense, IRS.
Yes. And so when it comes to configuration management, which was another big thing for TIGTA, the agency is still working on the expansion of automated process for sending out system patches, you know, updating, you know, when something is, you know, out of date or there's, you know, there's a loophole. They're still working on that. TIGTA also said in its report that the IRS has made progress, however, on using personal identification verification cards, but it still needs to work on ensuring access isn't granted more than it needs to be, and controlling shared accounts and also monitoring accounts when, you know, someone from the IRS leaves. You know, you can't have those people getting access back into those files again, as well as the buildings even. There was still an issue there for the IRS.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, and I wanted to ask you about the electronic authentication. Is that of taxpayers? Because that's been an issue for IRS, leading to the sending of fraudulently obtained tax return refunds. And so they have been working on some way of verifying people, almost like the census is trying to do, so that you can't impersonate someone for purposes of tax refunds. Is there progress on that one?
While the agency understands the growing challenge, TIGTA warned that the agency or IRS doesn't have a service-wide approach to managing authentication. So there is room to strengthen that security feature. They warn, it's still going to continue to grow until the IRS focuses its efforts on delivering online tools to taxpayers for that. And so the consequences of unauthorized access still, people are going to be losing money. You'll end up with another scam.
Now let's return to the issue of getting into buildings and physical facilities. Sounds like aside from access to the front door of a building, they have issues with access and unauthorized access to facilities that are sensitive within a building, like tape libraries and data centers.
Yes. Physical access to computer rooms was also flagged by TIGTA. The watchdog said the security for these areas needs to be updated. They have temporary badges as a form of identification, but TIGTA says there's no specific information about the person who's wearing the badge. And so TIGTA said in its report, we've determined that automating access monitoring to the computer rooms and tape libraries will increase efficiency, oversight, and security. Apparently, a manual process performed by one person is being used to authorize and remove access for over 500 people.
Well, they say they're short-staffed. I guess there's a good example of it. And the reaction to all of this from the IRS itself?
No, not yet. This was just an annual report, and I'm sure we'll get something out from them soon.